From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Democratic state officials have been meeting in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, for the past 2 days. They're hearing from prospective candidates for national party chair. It's their first gathering since last month's presidential election defeat. Jay Parmley, chairman of the Oklahoma Democratic Party, expressed the prevailing mood at the gathering.
Well, I think the bottom line is the national party needs to have a message that red states, if you consider these states red and blue, red states like Oklahoma can embrace and can run on, and our candidates don't run from. I think we heard some of that today with these chair candidates.
NPR's political editor Ken Rudin is in Lake Buena Vista and joins us now. Ken, what are the state party chairmen looking for in their next leader?
Well, you know, Jennifer, they felt that this was a presidential race they should have won. They could have won. They had the issues on their side, they say, but they said they ran competitively. Kerry ran competitively in only about 18 to 20 states. Everybody from Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, who's here and who may run for national chair, everybody else, they all say Democrats can't win unless they run a national campaign, ceding nothing, competing in red states as well as blue states, under the tutelage of a Democratic national chair who will work for an organization from the bottom up as opposed to the top down. Basically, they want to work on the party's grassroots, get out the vote, all things that the Republicans did effectively this year.
Okay, so if that's where they're agreeing, are there some points where they disagree?
Well, they do. There is quite a debate in the party over the remarks made the other day by Howard Dean, who told the Democrats to stick to their guns, resist the urge to talk about values, otherwise wind up becoming Republican light. Many Democrats have told me here today and yesterday that the way to win is to speak the language of the red states, to talk about national security and faith and things like that.
Well, besides Howard Dean, who are the other contenders to become the chair of the Democratic Party?
I should tell you, Howard Dean is not officially a candidate. He's wrestling with what to do. Obviously, a loss would cripple him if he makes another presidential bid, which many people think he will do. Some of the party establishment here seem to be coalescing behind Harold Ickes, the New York Democratic power broker who served as Bill Clinton's deputy chief of staff. Ickes is seen as very smart, but he's also seen as a stalking horse for Hillary Clinton. And many people here today have told me that they don't want a party chairman who might be seen as playing favorites for 2008. Congressman Martin Frost of Texas is also in the race. He's a well-known figure in the Democratic establishment. He ran the Congressional Campaign Committee for two cycles, but he also lost his bid for re-election last month. He was a victim of Tom DeLay's redistricting plan in Texas. Maybe he can wear that defeat as a badge of honor. Two former mayors are also in the mix, both African-Americans, Wellington Webb of Denver, Ron Kirk of Dallas. Both have argued that Democrats need to look to the South and the Rocky Mountain West if they're going to win the presidency again. Jim Blanchard, the former governor of Michigan, is running. Simon Rosenberg of the centrist New Democratic Network. And so is Donnie Fowler. He's a party activist from South Carolina. There are no women running.
How important is the position of chair in setting the direction of the party?
Well, it's very important. Everybody here agrees it's very important. The Democrats don't have the White House. They don't have the House or Senate in Congress. They feel that whoever will lead the Democrats will be the party spokesman for not only 2006 and 2008, but setting the mood and setting the tone of the party to stand up for the Republicans if they're going to win back the White House.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor, and he's outside Orlando, Florida, at a gathering of Democratic state party chairs. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Jennifer.